With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. There's Josh. And this is Short Stuff. Okay?
Okay. Bed bugs. Gross. The end.
This is actually a request from years back by our Disney buddy, Brandon Reed. We're finally getting to it, Chuck.
I can't believe we didn't cover this on a longer one, but now that I've read it, it's... There's really like 12 minutes of material here.
Exactly, man. That's why it languished for so long. But now, finally, that we're doing short stuff, it's bed bugs time to rise and shine.
Right. So back in the day, there used to be bed bugs. And then for a while there, like in the 1950s, we didn't have bed bugs because we were pumping DDT into the house. Like... basically dousing homes with poison.
It wouldn't even bother to leave. You'd just sit there and bake a cake.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything would die. And they were like, that's great. Everything's dead. And then people would be like,
right. I don't have any hair on my body anymore.
Right. I have cancer. So they said, maybe we shouldn't pump DDT into homes anymore. And they were like, you know, that means bed bugs are going to come back. And they're like, okay, we'll just deal with that.
I saw a mention somewhere. I think it was on a history article. I can't remember that some people didn't believe they were real, like generations who were born after they'd been basically eradicated and had never actually seen a bed bug. I think they thought it was like a jackalope or a snipe or something, right?
Yeah, a sea monkey.
Well, if you've been to New York or Philadelphia in the last like 20 years, there's a chance that you know firsthand that they're real because those cities developed real problems with bed bugs. And they think that they came back for a combination of two reasons. One, the pesticides like DDT that we were using were banned, not just discontinued, like straight up banned. You would be put in jail if you were a pest control person using DDT. And then secondly, international travel became more and more widespread. It wasn't just like a boat trip anymore. It was a plane trip. And you could spread bed bugs pretty fast. And the reason why they're able to spread and become a real problem is because they are very, very tough to get rid of these days since we've given up our number one enforcer against bed bugs, DDT. We'll get to some ways to get rid of them later. Just suffice to say for now, they're very difficult to kill.
Yeah, so bed bugs, if you listen to our shows on fleas and ticks, just get ready to be creeped out again because they drink your blood. They eat your body. in your sleep. It's really horrifying. They call them bed bugs because you can find them a lot of times in your bed, but they're not exclusive to beds. They can be anywhere in your apartment. They can be in your couch. They could be in the walls. They can be in your clothes. They can be pretty much anywhere. If you're living in an apartment or you're staying in a hotel and your next door neighbor has bed bugs, then chances are they're going to make their way over into your place as well.
Yeah, because they're real tiny. Like adults are about a quarter of an inch long and they're real flat too.
Yeah, like you can't, you may not even see bed bugs. If you're like, let me look on my sheets, you may see their poop, which is a dead giveaway.
It's rust colored.
But these are tiny little things.
Yeah, and so they get everywhere. They can hide very easily. And again, because you can't just fumigate, like baits and traps don't work. Most of the stuff we used to kill them, we don't use anymore. They're just really difficult to get rid of, but they're really easy to pick up. And one of the places where you pick them up is a hotel room. You can pick them up from everywhere from the mattress and the sheets to the luggage rack or the floor. So you want to be really, I think a lot of people investigate their hotel room before they unpack. And one of the things you want to look for is along the seams of the mattress and in the folds of the sheets are looking for that rust-colored poop or the former shells of these things because they scurry away pretty fast when they are found out. So you might not see them, but you can see those telltale signs of them.
I have never looked for bed bugs in any hotel room.
I haven't either, but now that I know all this, I don't know that I'm not going to you in will, the future.
Very certainly. Yes, you will. So while you're sleeping, they, like a ticker flea, they will stick their little syringe in their mouth, and they will stick it into your skin, and they will suck your blood for 3 to 10 minutes. It's mm-hmm. about all it takes. You're not going to feel it necessarily. It's really an annoyance. It's not going to like it doesn't give you a disease, but it can give you like a rash, and it can make you itchy, and it might swell up just a little bit, but a little antihistamine and you're probably fine. So it's not like some big disease vector, but it's still creepy nonetheless.
No, but that's really important to say. Like, they've never traced the transmission of a disease from bed bugs to humans. We have never found it. But they are a pain, and they are kind of mosquito bitey, like you're saying, because of that allergic reaction. But they're just kind of, I think, one of those things that you're like, I don't want to live with bed bugs, even if I'm immune. Some people are immune to their bites, but like they at least don't have an allergic reaction, right? Which I guess is the same thing. But nobody is going to find out that they have bed bugs and be like, "Nah, well, what are you going to do? I guess I'll just live with it." So you got to get rid of the bed bugs. And like we said, it's really hard. But in True Stuff You Should Know spirit, we say never give up. And we're going to come back after this message and teach you how to get rid of bed bugs if you are an unfortunate soul who has bed bugs.
Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
And now a word from the show's sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture, shall we? You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that might not be for you.
That's right, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle.
How? Good question. Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends, all before you head out the door. Your money is a workaholic.
But you don't have to be, because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. So visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. All right, so one thing we did not mention was that once a bed bug feeds, they can go a full year without feeding. So if you move into a place that like no one's lived in for 8 months, doesn't mean there aren't bed bugs there. If you live in a place that's super clean, that doesn't mean there aren't bed bugs there.
Yeah.
Because it might help if it's really gross and trashy, but it's certainly not a prerequisite. If you stay in some fancy hotel, there might still be bed bugs.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not associated with filth. They don't feed on filth or trash. They feed on human blood, and that trash or whatever gives them more places to hide, but it's not a requisite for a bed bug problem.
Right, so if you find out you have bed bugs, and by the way, you can look up online generally and find out about hotels before you go into the room to inspect.
That's great.
You can do some Googling and be like, just type in bed bugs and like hotel blank.
Oh, and I'll bet hotels take that very seriously.
You think?
Yeah.
So if you do find bed bugs, though, in your home, there's a lot of things you can try. If you can bake your home in an oven.
There's a thing. No, there's a thing.
At 120 degrees, they can come in there and crank it up and essentially kill them with either heat or cold above 120 or below 32 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So if you just have isolated a bed bug infestation to like your clothes or your bedding or whatever, you can throw it in the dryer on high heat for like a couple hours and you're going to kill every bed bug in there in every stage of life. But you can't do that with like your whole house or your couch or whatever. So they actually sell machines that you can hook up to a house. You seal the house and you pump heat into the house and you bake the contents of your house for a couple of hours. And because you've raised the temperature of every nook and cranny in your entire house, you kill every single bed bug that's in that house. But it's quite expensive to have done.
Sure. If you want to go the cheaper route, you should launder your stuff. Sure, the dryer works, but I would wash it on, if you have a sanitize setting, definitely do that. All your clothes, all your sheets, all your towels, all anything. If you have like area rugs that you're not super attached to, maybe just throw those out.
Sure.
If you want to go through the trouble of cleaning them, that's fine. You can also suffocate them. So you can seal a rug, I guess. You can always do that with a rug. Or a mattress, seal it in plastic, and that will supposedly suffocate them.
If you have one of those Euro sealers or vacuum sealer things that you like store blankets in under the bed, if you have one of those, that helps a lot. Because those things can go for a while depending on when they last ate without, you know, a lot of air. And what seems like very small amount of air to us is a lot to a bunch of bed bugs. So you want to suck as much air as you can out of the plastic. And even then, I didn't see anything definitive about how long they last or how long it takes to kill them.
Yeah, that one seems a little like, I don't know if I would depend on that one.
Okay.
As like the final solution, you know? Right. You can do all this stuff in concert with insecticides. If you're down with that stuff in your house, that will help for sure. There are dust insecticides, which generally aren't as toxic. There are contact insecticides, which are way more toxic, I would say.
Yeah, one's made from chrysanthemums.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Which one, the contact?
The pyrethroids.
Okay.
Yeah, the contact insecticide.
And then you could, like, if push comes to shove, like, you should hire a person if you have the means. I don't know if I would tackle this on your own. If you have the money to hire a professional, just go that route and they'll do all this stuff. But those are some tips, like, if you want to go the less expensive route.
Yeah, and there's one other thing that we need to say. If you throw out that area rug or if you're like, I just can't live with this couch anymore, don't just like put it out on the curb because the people will come along and say, that's a pretty nice couch. I think I'll take that. It's a pretty nice area rug. I think I'll take that. And then they have a bed bug problem of their own. You don't want to wish that on anybody else. So it's common advice that if you're going to throw out a couch or an area rug or whatever, you want to make it unattractive, like slash it up, throw paint on it, do something to make it so that no one wants it any longer. Maybe even write like bed bug infested or something on it so that people know to steer clear. Because you don't want to transfer your bed bug problem. You're not that kind of jerk. You listen to stuff you should know.
Yeah, I'm not going to subscribe to that because I don't want to see furniture in a landfill.
So what are you going to do? Hang on to it and just kill the stuff?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, I'm with you on that. But yeah,
I'm not going to put a couch in a dumpster. Let's just say that.
I'm with you, man. But for the people out there who are like, I can't deal with this. I have to get rid of it.
Sure.
Make sure you make it so that no one would want that couch anymore. Okay?
Make sure it has to go in a dumpster.
Right. Right. Basically, yeah. Chuck, you got anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us and say, hey, I really like these short stuffs. Here's why. You can send us an email. Wrap it up, spank it on the bottom, send it off to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.